All right, it is always a pleasure and a joy to speak in Kadima, where in many ways I grew up as an adult. My first married apartment was 1662 Commonwealth, and the shul which has always supported the work I give in Torah has been a wonderful, wonderful place to teach, and now finally, as Paul mentioned, has become Mishpacha, and it's wonderful to be here. And that capacity. So with the reshut of my rabbinic colleagues, my michutanim, and all the assembled guests. Anytime that one speaks about being a rabbi in Boston, and this shul particularly, I think that there are two traditions that one wishes to connect to masorot, to legacies. One, of course, is that of Rav Soloveitchik the Rav, and the other is that of Rabbi Abraham Helpinger, Zichrono Livracha. And I relate to these two traditions in different ways. I never had the privilege of learning from Rabbi Soloveitchik directly, so the influence there is through the towering intellectual products he produced, whereas Rabbi Helpfinger I had the privilege of working with on the Beit Din HaDavad for many years. And what I want to talk about really are those the two aspects of being a rabbi. One is the intellectual, and the other is the practical. The way I would frame Rabbi Helfinger's lessons to me are that idealism and learning are necessary, but not sufficient. And I want to try and develop those ideas through the intellectual work of Rabbi Soloveitchik. So the Rav said, pointed out, that in this week's Parsha, we have the beginnings of what seems like smicha. It seems like the installation of rabbinic leaders when Moshe Rabbeinu appoints a whole court system to judge the Jewish people. And you would think that that means that everybody who Moshe appointed had smicha. And it seems plausible to argue that among those musmachim would be Moshe Rabbeinu's chief student, Yehoshua ben Nun. And then we learn in Sefer Bamidbar at the end of Moshe's life that what does he do? There's another group of 70, or there's a reappointment of the same group of 70, depending how you learn the Rishonim, and then he gives smicha to Yehoshua. Why is he giving smicha? Right, he puts his hands literally on Yehoshua. So what is he doing? Didn't Yehoshua have smicha 3 books ago? So the Rav's answer is that there are two kinds of smicha. There is a smicha which gives you the authority to judge, and then there is a smicha which puts you in the position of being the representative of the oral Torah, of being the transmitter of Torah Shebal Peh. Now, what does that mean practically? So in a different setting, several different settings, the Rav addresses what appear to be a series of contradictions in the in terms of who is allowed to serve on the Sanhedrin, which is a primary function of smicha. And the particular one that I want to talk about now is the eligibility of converts to serve on the Sanhedrin. Where Maimonides says in one place that converts are not eligible to serve on the Sanhedrin, and yet in his introduction to the Mishneh Torah, Maimonides lists as the head of the Sanhedrin Shmaya and the vice head Avtalion, and he says explicitly that they were converts. So how do you resolve this contradiction? So Rabbi Soloveitchik resolved this contradiction using the same principle. He said that there is one function of the Sanhedrin is to serve as a court which decides cases, cases in actuality. And then there's a second purpose of the Sanhedrin, which is simply to determine the abstract law, to be what in a different context Rabbi Soloveitchik called the Isha Halacha, right, the person who determines the law in and of itself. And Rabbi Soloveitchik made a very powerful argument that that really has to be open to everybody. Right, the Keter Torah, the capacity to determine, right, to be the determinant of what Torah says, not what Torah says in this particular case, but what Torah says, has to be the heritage of the Jewish people as a whole. My friend Rabbi Yonah Reeves, an article on this subject 2 years ago, argued that there's a different way of framing it, which is that he said that very likely on this particular issue there are so many mitzvot about loving the convert that you have a particular obligation to interpret the law in such a way that makes it clear that we don't distinguish between born Jews and converts when it comes to the capacity to determine what Torah says. And I want to put those two together and say that part of the bridge between the Ish Halakha and the Posek, between the Rav, the way the Rav sets up one type of ideal and the way in which Halakha is carried out in practice, which in many ways I learned from Rabbi Helfinger, is that in addition to, you need the learning, you need the courage and the pragmatism, and you need the compassion and the empathy. You need to understand that part of bringing the halakha to life is the notion that there is an obligation to reach out and love people who might be hurt, and to be inclusive whenever you can. So I want to set those out as models of rabbinic leadership, and I want to add one more. Because Rabbi Soloveitchik actually said in a different place that the Sanhedrin has three different functions. One of them is to apply the law to specific cases, which he says is a minor function, the same way he says in Ishalacha that Tzak is a minor function. We could talk about that at some other point. A second is the capacity to determine what the law says, what Torah means in the world generally, what the ideas and values and underlying principles of Torah are, which he says has to be universally accessible. And then there's a third role, he says, which is that sometimes the Sanhedrin just stands as the representative of the community. That the Sanhedrin stands there, everyone looks at it and says, yes, that is what they stand for, Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael stand for them. And I think that that's a good description of the three roles that particular rabbis play as well. There is a sense in which rabbis are just there as the model so that people can look at you and say, that's what our community is, ideally, or at least wants to be. Right? We would be happy if our kids grew up like that. We're happy if other people look at that and say, all right, and say, Rakam Chacham V'Navon, Hagoy HaGadol HaZeh, right? What a wonderful people that has such leaders. There's a second role, which is the obligation to transmit the values of Torah on the deepest and broadest levels to a community, that people know what Torah stands for, and to do that in a way that conveys the image that a community wants to have of itself. And then there's a third notion, which is psak, which is the capacity to bring those values to life in a way that balances integrity and compassion and pragmatism. I want to say one more idea from the Rav in closing. At a Chag HaSmicha many years ago, the Rav pointed out that the word smicha means to lean on, but that creates a grammatical ambiguity. Is smicha the idea of leaning the person you are giving smicha to against something and supporting them? Or is smicha the way it is physically, literally, that you lean on them? So here's what I want to say, and as a bracha to the community, and to Rabbi Strauss, and to all of you as you begin this journey together. I think that the presence of all of us here today is a symbol of how much we want to be here to support Rabbi Strauss and Kimberly as they begin their service to you. In that sense, we are being the thing against which you can lean. And this is a choice you've made because you know correctly that Rabbi Strauss is all those things for you. The person you can point to and say that this is what we want to be the symbol of our community. The person who has learned Torah, who has the masoret of learning through our mutual teacher, Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig, and through him to the Rav, to convey the ideas of Torah, and who also has the qualities of character that make it possible for that Torah to come to life and to come to your lives and to the life of this shul in a way which will bring all those values to life in the best way. So my hope and my bracha is that all of us will continue to be that support to him, because the truth is that as he begins this position, all of us are counting on leaning on him a great deal. But the amount of weight you can bear really is directly proportional to the amount of support you have holding you up. So I hope that you and this community together will continue to be sources of enormous support to each other, so that we can lean on each other for years and years and years to come.